All right, now we have a happy ending to a strange little story about a very big fake shark. Like many people, NPR's Corey Turner wouldn't go into the ocean after he saw the movie Jaws as a kid. But unlike most people, he began a journey to cure himself of that fear by trying to find and touch a shark from Jaws. This all came up in a story he did back in 2010. His journey ended in a Los Angeles junkyard.
In front of us is a sea of junked cars, 26 acres worth, and a tiny oasis of palms and loquat plants. In the middle of that oasis, atop two metal poles, is a shark. His skin is cracked, his color badly faded. Instead of rows of menacing teeth, he has harmless wooden dentures.
Well, today, Corey Turner reports that junkyard shark begins a journey of its own to a museum.
When I found the shark, he'd been keeping watch over Adlin Brothers auto wrecking for 2 decades. And here's how he got there. For the movie, which opened in 1975, 3 sharks were made. Director Steven Spielberg collectively nicknamed them Bruce. But in the saltwater off Martha's Vineyard, the Bruces broke so often that Jaws ran over schedule and over budget.
We were in deep trouble.
Production designer Joe Alves helped create the sharks.
The studio was reluctant in the first place to make the movie. When we came back, they just dumped the sharks in the back lot and they just rotted away.
But the movie became a hit, so the studio, Universal, took Alves' original mold and made one more shark out of fiberglass. That Bruce hung by his tail for studio visitors from 1975 until around 1990. By then, both the shark and the franchise were showing their age, so the studio sold him, along with a pile of scrapped stunt cars, to Sam Adlin, an enterprising junkyard owner.
You know, it's just amazing what good a shape he's in for having been outside for so many years.
That's Sam's son, Nathan Adlin, who inherited the junkyard and the shark when his father died. Not long ago, Nathan sold the yard and just about everything in it, but not the shark, though he'd gotten plenty of offers. Instead, Adlin donated the only remaining Bruce to a new movie museum in L.A. being built by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, the folks behind the Oscars. Sonia Wong manages new items that come into the museum. What did she say when she was told, "We're getting the shark"?
Well, I think it was more the face that I made.
He is, after all, big.
That's a 20-footer.
25. 3 tons of them.
How do you move a 25-foot fiberglass shark that's at least 40 years old?
You're going to need a bigger boat, right?
Wong says workers made a sling for Bruce. They then cut the poles holding him up and lifted him by crane into a special crate on the back of a very big truck. He'll spend the next few years in cushy climate-controlled storage while the Academy figures out A, how to conserve him, and B, how to display him. As for where exactly Bruce is being kept, Wong won't say.
Secure, undisclosed, but thankfully not my house.
Turns out, sharks have made her afraid of the water, too.
I'm sure I'll go back in again. I know the logic behind it isn't very good.
I tell her she should try touching the shark. It worked for me, and I have the beach vacation photos to prove it. Corey Turner, NPR News, Washington.